This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Friday, March 17th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Happy St. Patrick's Day. The PT Leader reports that 37-year-old Robert Andrew Koshnick of Port Hadlock faces four new felony charges for residential burglaries on the Coil and in Port Hadlock, and an additional count of third-degree possession of stolen property after having been arrested for being in possession of a stolen vehicle. Koshnick has 31 prior convictions, and more than 30 warrants had been issued in the past for his arrest. In Jefferson County Court this past Monday, Judge Brandon Mack set a high bail at $100,000 due to Koshnick's criminal history. The new charges for residential burglary concerned a break-in at a home February 12th off Coyle Road, in which the intruder was captured on cameras that had been left behind by deputies following a burglary at the residence a week earlier, where someone had entered the home and tried to steal a wood stove but had left it on a hand-truck dolly to be removed later. Koshnick is also accused of breaking into a home in Port Hadlock over the weekend. The owner of the home, who completed the purchase of the residence on Oak Bay Road last Saturday, said someone had broken in overnight and had moved a heavy wood stove 20 feet. A large amount of electrical wiring had been pulled out of the walls after the drywall was destroyed by the thief, and copper plumbing had also been removed. Arraignment on the new felony charges was set for next Friday, March 25th. The Peninsula Daily News reports that a 69-year-old Lower Elwha Klallam tribal member and longtime Elwha Tribal Council member faces a possibility of life in prison after he was convicted of 9 federal crimes related to the sexual abuse of 2 minors. The abuse took place between August 2008 and August 2016 on the Lower Elwha Klallam Reservation and Tribal Trust Land of the Chehalis Tribe in Thurston County. The two girls were 6 and 7 years old when the sexual assaults began. Joseph Anthony Turry of Port Angeles was convicted of 6 counts of aggravated sexual abuse of a minor, 2 counts of sexual abuse of a minor, and 1 count of abusive sexual contact. The U.S. Department of Justice announced that his sentencing is set for June 5th. Aggravated sexual abuse of a minor carries a sentence of 30 years to life in prison. Abusive sexual contact has a maximum federal sentence of life in prison. Sexual abuse of a minor has a federal sentence of 15 years in prison. In a press release issued by Washington State Parks, a new Keystone boat launch on Whidbey Island is being constructed at the Keystone Ferry Terminal in Fort Casey Historical State Park. The project includes removal of previously storm-damaged infrastructure and the installation of new guide piles, new floats at the boat launch, a new breakwater, and shoreline restoration. The facility and shoreline were hit by a storm in December of 2018. Construction is expected to finish by June. Much of the work has already been completed, and remaining work includes installation of new floats in late May. This timeline will impact use of the boat launch during halibut fishing season, which begins April 6th, and lingcod season, which begins May 1st. Depending on weather and other factors affecting construction, the boat launch may open intermittently and with limited use between mid-April and late May. During that time, the launch may be temporarily narrower, and the new floats will not be in place. Alternate boat launches on Whidbey Island include Deception Pass State Park near Oak Harbor and public boat launches on the island's south end. The Keystone Boat Launch Project is funded by FEMA for $2.4 million. The project is intended to better protect the boat launch and shoreline against future storms. The Washington State Department of Natural Resources has announced the hiring of Patrick DePoe as Director of Tribal Relations. A University of Washington graduate, DePoe is a member of the Macaw Tribe and grew up in Nia Bay on the reservation. For the past 6 years, he has served on the Macaw Tribal Council, most recently as vice chairman. In that role, he worked with tribes and state and federal agencies on a wide range of issues, including emergency preparedness, COVID-19 response, climate resilience, and habitat restoration. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.